We're back for the second hour of Truth Jihad Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett, doing the show every Saturday night right here at republicbroadcasting.org. And my guest tonight is Dr. Rodrigue Tremblay. He's an economist from Montreal, the author of The New American Empire, runs the website thenewamericanempire.com. And Rodrigue, you're the caller. Just left us with a whole bunch of questions. You want to take on one or two of them?
Well, Byron raised two main questions. The fact that after December 1989, when the Berlin Wall fell, some people were worried that the United States would not have an enemy anymore to justify the big military expenditures. I mentioned Irving. I don't have the name of a person that he was looking for, but I mentioned that Irving Kristol about that time mentioned that America said that Americas need an enemy. The first enemy available was Islam or the Islamists. If it had not been the Islam or the Islamists, it could have been China. Any enemy will do when it's necessary, and it's very easy to create an enemy. If you read George Orwell's book, 1984, you could see that in that book, countries change enemies and friendships depending on their needs, like the person changes shirts. Regarding the concentration of the media in Canada, there's something parallel to what's going on in the United States, going on in Canada, especially in English-speaking Canada. In the U.S., of course, you mentioned Fox News, which is part of the Rupert Murdoch's media empire. And Rupert Murdoch is just about the Wall Street Journal, that there will be even a larger media empire. In Canada, Barron mentioned the company CanWest. CanWest is the company of the Winnipeg-based Asper media empire. And their media flagship is the National Post in Toronto. But they control most of the large cities' newspapers, like in Calgary, Vancouver, Ottawa, the Ottawa Citizen, for example, the Montreal Gazette, or in Halifax, it's the same thing. And they control also, they have a television network also. They used to be behind the Liberal Party in Canada, but now they are behind the Conservative Party. And the previous Canadian governments have allowed this concentration of the media because they thought it would be good for their own political interests. But this is, I consider the concentration of the media power the greatest threat, the greatest challenge to democracy and to the right of people to be informed and to know instead of being misinformed or disinformed. And what's going on in the United States now, it's not the only place where it's going on. It's going on also in Canada. I'm not aware too much about the situation in Europe, and I know that in Australia it's a bit the same thing as in Canada. And this is very frightening that governments let media being concentrated in a few hands, very few powerful hands that can control not only information but control the politicians also, because the politicians need the support of the media. And after a while, they don't work. The politicians don't work for the people, but they work for the owners of the media.
And it's an interesting trend and a disturbing one. It does seem that in the 1990s, we were thinking the media was getting less concentrated and there was less control over what got out to people. And we'll see if that if it turns back that way in the future, thanks to the Internet. We'll be back for some more talk in just a few minutes.
I'm heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Back to Truth Jihad Radio, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Kevin Barrett talking with Rodrigue Tremblay, the author of The New American Empire. And we were just talking about how the media concentration is such an important issue. Rodrigue, you just said that's kind of the most important and disturbing issue, and I agree. And it seems to me that in the 1990s, a lot of media analysts were saying that the era of mass media hegemony over people's thoughts was over because of the internet, and then along came 9/11, and you know it offered a grand récit or a great narrative. You know, Lyotard had talked about in this book, The Condition Postmodern, that we're losing these grand récits, these great narratives in our culture. It's turning into a postmodern culture of little stories where everybody has a different story. There's no grand overarching story that holds the society together. And boom, along came 9/11. We had a new great narrative of the historic clash between Western civilization and these evil Islamic fanatics. And that seems to me, that actually concentrated a certain kind of social power back in the big media. It gave them a very exciting, gripping, mythic story to tell. And everybody was riveted on the mainstream media thanks to 9/11. And I think that 9/11, among its many effects, actually did sort of corral people
back into the camp of the monopolistic mainstream media, and that may have been part of what it was meant to do.
Well, Marshall McLuhan, who was a media specialist, mentioned that the television was a passive media. Medium, in a sense that it is a sort of a dream propaganda for people who want to persuade people, because people who listen to television are passive and are receptive to ideas and misinformation or disinformation, whatever you call it. While the Internet, even if it is the medium of the future, maybe 25, 30 years from now, it is an active or an interactive medium. People have to think to use the Internet. But you don't have to think to use the Internet or the television and to listen to television. And television is still the main channel for politicians to sell their programs and ideas and policies. And it requires a lot of money because television is very costly. TV time is very costly. And that's why political campaigns cost so much. You know, each month it is published that such and such candidate raised $25 million, another $30 million a month. I mean, this is so costly that very few people can afford to go into politics. So it creates sort of an oligarchy of politicians closely connected with big money, people who have billions and billions of dollars, and they can spare a few millions there and support candidates that they like. So it is all connected, the costs of television, the passiveness of that medium, and the money that you need to run for office to in order to get exposure and have your name and your program known.
Excellent point. And we have a couple of patient callers who are still hanging on the line. So let's move to Bob Rushline of realeconomy.com. How are you doing, Bob?
Well, hi, Kevin. Doing pretty good. The thing that I was enjoying the conversation, obviously, this guy is wonderful to talk to. But what pulled me to the phone was the issue of where you said how mainstream publishers published after JFK, but don't seem to be publishing after 9/11. And to me, you got to understand that empire is a progressive disease. You know, JFK was only 18 years into empire. We're 62 years into empire now, and it was like 58 years, or 56 years into empire when 9/11 happened. So that's three times as deep into empire. And back in the 50s, where we had many Supreme Court justices from low military Midwestern states, now that's wiped out. It's 8 out of 9 are from high military spending states, and a ninth is from the empire state, New York, you know. So there's this progressive deepening of empire as it proceeds through several generations and not just a less than a generation back in Kennedy's time. So that makes all the difference in the world, and it just envelops every aspect of society over time and has and deepens the abyss and brings more into a medieval type of culture.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Rodrigo, what do you think about that? Is empire a progressive disease? Is it getting worse and worse all the time?
Well, I agree with Bob. This is a concentration that gets worse and worse. And it is done passively, but sometimes actively. I don't know if you know that author, Vignery, is a famous communication specialist, wrote a book about 10 years ago explaining how this was planned. There was a plan to concentrate the media in order to take it away from what they call the academic left wing in the U.S. And they did succeed very much. And Bob probably was listening when I mentioned the five pillars of the military-industrial complex. The fifth pillar was the media propaganda machine. And this fifth wheel, in a sense, is important to have the entire system work. But now it's getting towards exaggeration. It's getting so much... 90%, we are reaching, I think, 90% concentration of the media, and there would be a backlash by the population after a while when people realize that they don't get the information. And it is already starting. The FCC held meetings in Seattle last week, and I saw that on TV, and there was nearly a riot from the people. Irritated by the new policies that the FCC wants to establish, allowing even more concentrations between electronic media and print media, which will close the circle, in a sense. If you can control both the papers and the electronic media, you have a monopoly in large markets, in the large metropolitan areas. So I perfectly agree. The pendulum is swinging, but now it's getting so far now that it will have to reverse course sooner or later under the pressure coming from an irate population.
And the pendulum seems to be swinging back in a big way right now in the form of the really exploding candidacy of Ron Paul, it's interesting, he's running in the Republican primary on an anti-empire platform, pledging to not just bring all the troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq, but to close every single U.S. foreign military base, which means ending the empire. And I think it will take a conservative and perhaps a Republican to end the empire. I'm not sure whether Ron Paul is going to accomplish it this year or not, but it's really interesting that he's able to set a fundraising record, $4.5 million in one day. And he's on track to greatly beat that in his next fundraising day. Actually, he's got a new one, which is coming up a week from yesterday. That's coming Friday. And I believe the website there is Rudy's Reading List. So if you Google Rudy's Reading List, you can get to Ron Paul's next fundraiser. But it's quite fascinating to see this, the Ron Paul phenomenon. And I don't know, do you think that this will be the likely backlash? Will it actually be a kind of a conservative populist backlash, Rodrigue?
Well, in the past, there have been candidates trying to break away from the two main parties. In the U.S., you have two main parties, and sometimes when it comes to foreign policy, this is a one-party system, because both parties are financed by the same interests, the same people. So people like Congressman Ron Paul, who is a libertarian, of course, doesn't like to fall in that mold, and he raised a lot of money through the Internet, and I've seen advertisements in newspapers that he ran. But against a big machine like the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, it would be very hard for a single individual without having his own party to break the mold and to succeed. He may have his points of views taken into consideration, which is a good success, but I don't think he will elect other people of his persuasion, because it's very hard to break the Democrats and the Republicans' monopoly. We have that in Connecticut, for example, when Mr. Lamont won the Democratic primary, but he lost against Mr. Lieberman in the general election. So even if you win a primary sometimes in a state which is favorable to your party, it's very hard to beat the money that lines up against you. And Mr. Lamont paid for that because the money against him was so high. The pile was so high.
And there have been a number of anti-empire candidates who've had that same problem. Cynthia McKinney comes to mind, the lone truth-teller in the House of Representatives, and she had quite an odyssey. Okay, we'll be back in a few moments with more conversation, and hang in there, callers. We will get to you.
This is Kevin Barrett on Truth Jihad Radio, speaking with Rodrigue Tremblay. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett, doing the show every Saturday night, and I've got some great guests on the show. Tonight it's Rodrigue Tremblay, the economist from Montreal, author of The New American Empire. And next week on the show we'll have Daniel Ellsberg, the guy who leaked the Pentagon Papers. Nixon's plumbers wanted to kill him. A legendary whistleblower who's currently organizing whistleblowers and championing their cause. Also, I have a bunch of other great guests lined up in the near future on my various radio programs, including Annie Michon, former MI5 intelligence agent who quit and blew the whistle, John DeCamp, the author of The Franklin Cover-Up, one of the hidden history classics that I keep going back to, Kevin Ryan, the Underwriters Labs whistleblower who told the truth about 9/11 and lost his job. Sound familiar. And Barbara Honegger, the the chief journalist at the Naval Postgraduate Institute in Monterey, who has written about the bomb that
it went off at the Pentagon before anything hit from the air. Yvonne Ridley, author of In the Hands of the Taliban, who was snuck into Afghanistan at the beginning of the war, and Taliban captured her and then ended up protecting her against the CIA attempt to kill her. She converted to Islam. Quite a story. And then, of course, Deborah Sweet. She's with World Can't Wait, the executive director of World Can't Wait, which is pushing impeachment and lots of other good things. All kinds of great guests on my shows. You can get the whole schedule at the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth, MUJCA.com, and click on radio schedule in the upper left. All right, back to tonight's show with Rodrigue Tremblay. We do have some people lined up on the phone, so let's bring on George from Colorado. How you doing, George?
Hi, Kevin.
What's up?
First of all, I just wanted to thank you for all the work you've done in bringing out the truth. You're one of my heroes.
Okay, well, if you're working for truth, you're one of mine, too.
Okay, great. And if you're like me, you probably know by now that LBJ, Big Oil, and the CIA murdered the Kennedys and a bunch of other people.
Pretty much, yeah. It does look that way, doesn't it?
But last week I found a video online that is so good. They just did a beautiful job on this, and it's called Evidence of Revision.
Oh, yeah, there's a DVD by that name, too, and I've seen part of that series. It does look like it's pretty well done.
Yeah, there's five parts to it. Now, for some reason, you just Google that, and for some reason, Google hid part four. But the way you do it is you go to Google, you go to videos, and then you put evidence of revision in parentheses, 4 of 5, and you'll get it.
Interesting. You know, maybe we could turn this into a question for our guest by saying, you know, Rodrigue, what do you think about there's sort of a couple of opposing arguments about big apparent inside jobs like the JFK assassination and 9/11. One argument is that it's not worth worrying about them. You'll just get lumped as a conspiracy theorist and people will ignore you. The other argument is that actually these events have tremendous power to shape public opinion. And had the American public been awakened to the reality of the JFK assassination in time, the world might have been greatly improved. And the same argument can be made for 9/11. Now, what's your position on this?
Well, my position is that those who ignore history are condemned to repeat it, as Pantayana says. So it's very important to know and discuss what happened during historical events in order to prevent that the similar things happen in the future. This is the same thing for war declarations or assassinations and all that. The truth has to come out so the people know or are informed, so can be on their guard when similar events take place and are not taken for a ride. And that's very important to have information and analysis of these events.
And, of course, there are events and then there are events. I think what sets JFK and 9/11 apart from many of the other important events is that they packed an emotional wallop. They just floored people emotionally, watching the president being killed, watching his supposed killer then being killed on live TV. People were dazed and confused after this. Likewise with 9/11, both of these events, which apparently were both orchestrated by the same kinds of forces, were so powerful that they kind of paralyzed people. And a lot of people just can't seem to bring themselves emotionally to taking a hard look at these kind of events that are so emotionally powerful. Have you stopped to consider the fact that these emotionally powerful psychological operation events on this scale have kind of a special place among historical events?
Well, I've written a few articles about propaganda and the manipulation of crowds. And there is a book, for example, by a German of Russian origin called Shaputin. And the book is The Rape of Crowds, and how you can manipulate events and information in order to galvanize the people behind government policy, for example. And this has happened again and again in the history of mankind, how governments can manipulate information and feeling of the population.
Well, that sounds like a great recommendation, and we'll be right back to talk some more about it in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's matches in the bathroom, just below the stairs.
Welcome back to Truth Jihad Radio, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Kevin Barrett, talking with Rodrigue Tremblay, author of The New American Empire. And we do have a list of callers, so let's move on down to the next caller, which is Ted from Georgia. Come in, Ted. How are you? Hello,
Ted. Enjoying the program. I think you're both very well informed and very articulate. I have a couple of comments, perhaps, and but first, I'd like to ask if what is the status on Eric Schein?
Eric Schein.
Do you know who Eric Schein is?
Well, fill me in. I think I'm going to have to ask you about this.
Well, Eric Schein was formerly a host on your network, on Republic Broadcasting Network, and he is a former merchant marine officer. And he is, the last time I heard, which was probably on Republic Broadcasting Network, they were trying to, the authorities, probably the merchant marine authorities were trying to, under the, under the auspices of Admiralty Law, I believe he said, were trying to get him to submit to psychoanalysis and that sort of thing, and they were trying to do it using the the law in the courts. And Eric Schein is an extremely intelligent person, in my opinion, and I think it'll be a big loss if they succeed, because if they succeed in destroying Eric Schein, then I think they'll work on other people using the same techniques.
Now, do you have any sources where people can go to learn more about the Eric Schein issue?
I don't remember what his website is. Okay. He probably...
I guess we can always Google him. It's S-H-I-N-E.
S-H-I-N-E, Eric Schein.
Okay, and then maybe I can ask my contacts at the network a little bit about it. We can talk about it on a future show.
Well, I'm sure you can learn about that. since you all don't seem to, the other gentleman doesn't know about Eric Schein either, I suppose.
Rodrigue, have you heard anything
about
Eric Schein?
No, never heard of him.
Really? Okay, well, let me go on to my comment, if I may. And my comment is that I'm an older person. I'm what do you call superannuated? In other words, I was around back before you young people came on the scene, and I want to something that is the name Reginald. What is the first name of the gentleman?
Rodrigue.
Rod.
Rodrigue. Okay.
Can we call
Rodrigue.
You Rod?
Yes.
And how do you spell his last name? That would be good for him to. For the audience to know how to spell his last name.
T-R-E-M-B-L-A-Y.
T-R-E-M-B-L-A-Y. Would you please repeat it?
T-R-E-M.
E-R.
T-R. D-R-E-M-B-L-A-Y.
Okay. Yeah, starts with a T. T is in
like
telephone.
Oh, T.
T like Tom.
I see, okay.
T like Tom. R.
Well, Rodrigue, I believe his first
yeah,
name
Rod,
is,
yeah.
If I may call you that. You made a statement, something to the effect that the media in recent years has become so concentrated that, except for the Internet, there's less freedom. Let's see, except for the Internet, there's less freedom of thought than there was say 30 or 40 years ago. And I agree that the concentration in that time has been has accelerated the concentration of the media. However, you've also said, and this qualifies to some extent that the the media got us into the Spanish-American War at the turn of the century, and also got us into World War One and Two, World War One and World War Two. The catalyst event in World War One was the sinking of the Mesopotamia. Is that not correct?
Lusitania, yeah.
Lusitania, okay, Lusitania. Yeah.
We're thinking Mesopotamia right now.
Yeah, Lusitania.
Yeah.
And the media grabbed onto that, and or the establishment, should I say, and that got us into World War One, and then, of course, the media got us into World War Two. I remember it very well because they completely manipulated my young mind so that I enlisted at a very early age. And
Well, you're making a good point that it didn't just start recently. In fact, you could go back to the 1898 Spanish-American War and the sinking of the Maine that Rodrigue mentioned earlier. And of course, that was the case where William Randolph Hearst wired to his correspondent, don't worry, you give me the story, the pictures, I'll give you the war.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's you're right that this kind of media manipulation of public opinion for warmongering purposes has been around for a long time.
Let me make one more point, if I could, at least one more point. And that is that the media, the establishment media, does not hold a tight rein on its activities. It normally holds a loose rein, and then at the proper time, and timing is everything, it will rein in the populace to think in the way that it wants them to think. Am I getting through to you?
Yes, yes.
And but I had something, observed something on the television recently, I think it was yesterday. There was a fellow on there who was in favor of releasing the embargo on Cuba. And he said the purpose of the embargo on Cuba was to get Fidel Castro out of power, and it has failed. And, of course, that sounds very plausible. However, a little thought would be, in particularly in the view of the the world view of the people and the manipulation of people through change, through manipulation of their worldview, is that Castro was put there to convince the American people that we were at war with the communists. And the fact of the matter is that that whole concept was manipulated. And we can see that now with Gorbachev. Gorbachev was, of course, a communist, or at least he was said to have been a communist. And yet he, in his book, and I forget the title of it, I think he's written two or three, but in one of them, and probably in all three of them, he said that that socialism does not require that there be a proletariat on which to base its support. He said socialism, he said even Lenin, before he died, acknowledged the fact that the proletariat were too unstable and there was not enough incentive on the part of the proletariat to keep the economy going. So my point is that you can have, in my opinion, you can have what is generally referred to as communism, which is really socialism. You can have socialism, and communism is a version of socialism. You can have it without a proletariat. And this is the way they manipulate our thinking. I don't know if I'm getting through to you.
Well, I guess we can ask Rodrigue. He's the economist. What's your thought about this notion of socialism without a proletariat? From what I understand of Marxist thought, the idea of the proletariat is just the people who don't have any command of capital at all, and maybe that would be the majority of the American population right now, probably. I don't know, what do you think, Rodrigue?
Well, it's whatever the system, socialism, fascism, whatever, when there's a one-party system, people in charge, people in power, try to control the opinion of the masses. And the proletariat, whether they are workers, and the provided they are not informed, they are easy to manipulate. And it's so easy also to raise their anger against a neighbor and to start a war. That's why most of these centralized countries end up being in war, because that's the only way to mobilize and keep control over the people. When they are busy fighting the others, they don't revolt and overthrow their own government. Stalin did that, Hitler did that, Mussolini did that, all these dictators did that. Whatever the system that they are supposed to be labeled under. Because after a while, they all look alike.
Well, I agree with that. Very well said.
People are manipulated through their the definitions of concepts and through the manipulation of their worldviews.
That's right. Okay, well, thanks, Ted. We do have a couple more callers. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Next caller is Wayne from Canada. Come in, Wayne.
Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. Really enjoying the show, and I just want to thank you for bringing another wonderful Canadian academic to our attention who's also has a lot of questions, obviously, about 9/11.
Well, I'm kind of jealous of you Canadians. You have better academics than we do. I have to go north of the border to find anybody who's got the guts to come on the show and talk about these things.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's the first time I've heard Rodrigue as well, and I'm really impressed with what he's had to say tonight. And I'm going to let my colleagues from Montreal 9/11 Truth know about him as well and put them in touch with him. I have just a couple of quick questions, however. You started off the show talking about the U.S. dollar. I'd just like to get Mr. Tremblay's views about the Canadian dollar because it has risen sharply over the last year, and a lot of people are, you know, very optimistic about that. Now, I don't share that view at all. So I'd like to ask about that, and I'd also like to ask about your opinions about Canadian involvement in the so-called war on terror, and you know how we were very, very quick to get on board with that, and what your feelings are about that. Okay, and I'll hang up and listen offline.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne.
Yeah, go ahead. I guess you can go ahead and address those questions.
The Canadian dollar is the counterpart of the U.S. dollar. As the U.S. dollar goes down, the Canadian dollar, of course, goes up. And the reason is because Canada is a net exporter of gas and oil, especially coming from Alberta. We have some on the East Coast also, but mainly from Alberta. And the Canadian dollar increased 25% in 1 year. And the danger is for the Canadian economy is what we call the Dutch disease. This is the disease of disindustrialization. When a currency goes up because of the exports of energy or resources, it happened in Norway, it happened in Holland, and it's dangerous for the central Canada area, which is manufacturing in Ontario and in Quebec. If the Canadian dollar were to go up above $1.10, for example, in the coming years, this will cut exports and cut manufacturing production and employment. That's a danger of disindustrialization. Regarding Canadian involvement in Afghanistan, Canada has about 4,000 troops now in Afghanistan. And this is a shift, of course, because Canadian forces used to be used for police operations around the world. Now they are stuck in Afghanistan with not enough soldiers because the U.S. has most of its soldiers in Iraq. And there's a stalemate in Afghanistan, and the Canadian population doesn't like it very much because there's no purpose with it. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. What can we accomplish with 4,000 troops in a large country like Afghanistan? This is a problem that will be discussed during the next election because in Canada we have a minority government, conservative minority government run by Mr. Stephen Harper. And all the other parties in Canada, we have more political parties than in the U.S. We have five main political parties in Canada, and four of them are against the Afghan mission, and only one is in favor.
And that may pose political problems for the Harper government. Do you think that these fears of jihadi extremism and homegrown Islamist terrorists that have been whipped up in the Canadian media are partly a way of trying to galvanize Canadian public opinion to go along with keeping the troops in Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's right. This has been going on. We mentioned the concentration of media in Canada, and they have played that card. But the population as a whole in Canada doesn't fall too much for that because the conservatives are about 32%, 33% in polls. And there's a scandal now that broke out a few weeks ago with the former conservative prime minister who was seen accepting cash money from lobbyists. And this may hurt the conservative, minority conservative government in the next election because Canadians are a bit tired of corrupt politicians, and they mistrust the two main parties. That may hurt the two main parties, because the Liberals were also caught in a scandal, corruption scandals a few years ago.
And hopefully something will happen there, like what just happened in Australia, where the pro-Bush government, it looks like, has just gone down to defeat.
Yes, well, there's a swing, you know. Sometimes in France, that's the reverse that happened, because Mr. Sarkozy was elected because of the unrest in France. In Great Britain, Mr. Tony Blair was eased out. So in Canada, Mr. Harper went in, but he may not go as far as he could if he had a better policy, a more Canada, made in Canada policy rather than following Mr. Bush policy as he does presently.
He does seem to be a kind of a New World Order guy. And, I guess we'll have to wait to bring on our next caller, which is an old nemesis of those of us doing these shows on Patriot Radio. It's the inimitable Troy from West Virginia. We'll be bringing Troy on for at least a few moments. At least he's calling in under his real name tonight for some amusement when we come back after the break. This is Kevin Barrett right here on Truth Jihad Radio, talking with Rodrigue Tremblay.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio right here at Republic Broadcasting. www.rodriguetremblay.org. We're going into the last couple of minutes here. My guest is Rodrigue Tremblay, and I kind of hate to waste the precious time I could be spending with somebody as well-informed as Mr. Tremblay, but we do have one more caller. It is my old acquaintance, Troy from West Virginia. Come on in, Troy. How are you?
Yes, this is Troy with West Virginia 9/11 Truth.
Okay, hey, you joined the 9/11 Truth Movement?
Yes, yeah. I plan on making a trip to Morocco this summer to bring one of the live hijackers and put them on national TV to prove that 9/11 was indeed an inside job.
I wish you luck with that, Troy. I think that's a great idea. Only, great minds think alike, and some of us probably thought of that before. So what else is on your mind?
Well, seven of them are still alive. I think with a little bit of help.
Troy, are you wearing your Bill O'Reilly gear right now? Are you wearing that Bill O'Reilly hat and that Bill O'Reilly shirt and that Bill O'Reilly monogrammed underwear that you never change?
No, not at this moment. No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you know, Troy, I think you need Focus Factor Brain Support Supplement. You can get a free bottle of Focus Factor Brain Support Supplement. Just call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Troy from West Virginia, you take this for 1 week, and you will be joining the 9/11 Truth Movement because you'll be smart enough to figure it out. Okay, take care. Bye-bye, Troy. And back to my guest, Rodrigue Tremblay. Do you have any last words for our audience in the last couple of minutes of the show?
Well, Mr. Barrett, you were nice enough to mention my book, The New American Empire, which is available on Amazon, or listeners can also come to my blog, thenewamericanempire.com /blog. Your listeners may be also interested to know that I will publish a book next year called The Code for Global Ethics. The Code for Global Ethics that will deal with moral issues and political issues a bit similar to the ones you have been raising today. And I found your program so interesting, very interesting. We raised so many topics. We didn't have time to go very deep in every one of them. But I'm sure that the listeners enjoy the show, and I hope they tell you in the future that your show has been great.
Well, thanks very much, and I'm sure your work is excellent. I've read a lot of your blogs. I look forward to reading The New American Empire, and I look forward to seeing The Code for Moral Ethics when it comes out.
Very good, and good luck with your show, and good luck with your books, and good luck with your teaching also.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I may need it for the teaching. We'll see whether they are willing to rehire me at the university or not. I am applying for this coming spring semester.
Yes, I hope so. I hope you get your teaching post.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid I might have to actually cross the border in search of work, just like the people in Mexico do. Only in my case, it's because there's an academic blackout on anybody associated with the 9/11 Truth Movement in the USA.
Oh, no, the Canadians like Americans, and you're a good American, and you are welcome to come to Canada anytime.
Well, thanks, Rodrigue. I hope I don't have to take you up on that kind offer, but I appreciate it, and I appreciate your presence on the show. You've been a great guest, and I hope to have you back sometime.
Okay. Best of luck to you and your show.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was Rodrigue Tremblay, the author of The New American Empire. He blogs at thenewamericanempire.com. And tune into the show or go to the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance to get the schedule. That's MUJCA.com. Or just Google Muslim Jewish Christian 9/11 to get there. Check the radio schedule. We're going to have on Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers guy. Annie Michon, an MI5 defector and whistleblower. Kevin Ryan, the Underwriters Labs whistleblower. Yvonne Ridley, a famous author. Deborah Sweet of World Can't Wait, and lots of other great people. So until the next show, and Daniel Ellsberg next week, this is Kevin Barrett signing off for Truth Jihad Radio. See you later.